Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lending a Hand. My name is Keaton Linder, and it is March 25th, 2022. If you're listening to this, I appreciate it, and I love you. I haven't recorded a podcast in some time, and there are reasons why that I will get to in future episodes, but I've told myself that I need to start doing this more. It has been a lot of fun the past 4 years recording shows. We have over 120 of them so far on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen to podcasts. But I wanted to make this quick episode, it won't be more than 5 or 6 minutes long, to give you kind of a rundown about what this show is about, because people ask me all the time, and I want to allow them to tune into this episode. And you know, one thing I want you to know is that if you're listening to this episode, there's a good chance that I've shared it with you because I want you on the podcast. And so this show is going to be about a lot of different things. We're going to have sports. We're going to have differences in the world. We're going to talk politics sometimes. We'll talk religion. We'll talk really a lot of different topics, because here is the goal of Lending a Hand. Simply put, to help people. In whatever aspect that is, my guest will determine that. And if you've heard any of my shows, you understand that we have all different types of people on the show, because I believe in variety and diversity. And I believe we can learn from everybody. So if you have been on my show, I definitely appreciate you. There's some episodes I actually like more than others, believe it or not. There's some people I've had on the show that aren't in my life anymore. And that's okay. I'm not here to bash anybody, although some of the things that we do talk about will be controversial and will have my opinion on them. But I hope that just by listening to this show, that you will gain more knowledge for whatever and whoever my guests are. And if there isn't a guest, which I will try to have guests on almost every episode, because I understand you don't want to listen to me talk for 30 minutes. But if there isn't a guest, I will do quick episodes like this. I do feel that it's necessary, as I just kind of talked about, to make sure that everyone is loved. But fairness is not a realistic goal of the world. And I say this because we all experience unfairness, especially in today's times. You know, my father was born with polio in 1954, just 2 years before the polio vaccine came out. Do you think it's fair that he could never walk? Of course it's not. It's not fair that I was able to run and play basketball for nearly 20 years while he could never walk and play basketball with me. But in that statement, I hope that you are understanding, despite my opinions and despite your opinions, that I do love everybody. I want equality in the world. I do believe in every race, gender, to promote each other. And that's one thing that we do a lot of, unfortunately, now, is bash one another and get in fights and arguments because of social media. It's just so easy to disagree with people's opinions. But my understanding, my hope, not understanding, is that you will listen to this show with an open mind, an open heart, and to understand truly that I do love everybody. Despite my humor, despite my opinions, I do want that. And I hope just by listening to this that you can gain more of an open mind. Because one thing that needs to be said before I sign off here is that by sharing this episode with you, I want you to know a few things about me. And that is, I am an athlete. I love humor. I believe in equality. I have opinions, just like everyone. I have made mistakes. Went to school for 8 years and continue to learn to this day. So just because my opinions are what they are today, they may change in the future. And if you are listening to this in the future, which has always been my hope, that my future children or friends or family or whatever, fans, can listen to this show and understand we all change. But holding people to what they said in the past is not always the right way. Have love in our hearts. And when somebody says sorry, try to accept it, because I believe that love is the answer. So with that said, I'm going to sign off and I'll share this episode with you and know that you are loved and somebody out there cares about you and will take time to talk with you. Thanks everybody for listening to Lending a Hand, and I can't wait for the future.